side. Rest to the restless, freedom from fear, when things seem impossible.
It's now time for worship with the Family Circle of Souls Harbor. We invite you, your family, and your friends in this next hour to worship with Pastor Rick Libby and the Souls Harbor Singers as they lead you in the songs of the church and in the sharing of God's Word.
For all of the problems of life, the answer is Christ.
Good morning, friends. It is once again a great privilege today for us to be able to return to present to you another Souls Harbor worship service. I'm Pastor Rick Libby, the senior pastor of the Souls Harbor Ministry. Today, as we share this service with you, we are trusting that God will, through the singing of the songs and the sharing of His Word, draw us close to Himself. I'm praying that before this service is over, that you will feel the warmth of His presence, that you will have a greater experience in the depths of His love, His grace, and His mercy. As we begin our service today, Evangelist Jonathan Garlock is coming to sing a song that sort of talks about how this all begins. There was a day when we went to an old-fashioned meeting, joined some old-fashioned sinners who experienced some old-fashioned grace. Listen to the words of this song and let them bless you as Evangelist Jonathan Garlock comes to sing The Old-Fashioned Meeting.
It was an old-fashioned meeting in an old-fashioned place, where some old-fashioned people had some old-fashioned grace. As an old-fashioned sinner, I began to pray. And God heard me and saved me in the old-fashioned way. It was an old-fashioned meeting in an old-fashioned place. Old-fashioned people, old-fashioned grace. As an old-fashioned sinner, I began to pray. And God heard me and saved me in the old-fashioned way. Oh, how well I remember in the old-fashioned days, how some old-fashioned people had some old-fashioned ways. As an old-fashioned meeting, how they tarried there, and God heard them and answered their old-fashioned prayer. They were singing songs of praise, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. When the old account was settled and my name was written down, I was saying yes to Jesus as I knelt to pray. When the fire fell from heaven in the old-fashioned way, it was an old-fashioned meeting in an old-fashioned place. Old-fashioned people, old-fashioned grace. As an old-fashioned sinner, I began to pray. And God heard me and saved me in the old-fashioned way. Well, there was singing, such singing in those old-fashioned air. There was power, such power in those old-fashioned prayers. An old-fashioned conviction made the sinner pray. And the Lord heard and saved him in the old-fashioned way. Well, I was singing songs of praise, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. When the old account was settled and my name was written down, I was saying yes to Jesus as I knelt to pray. When the fire fell from heaven in the old-fashioned way, it was an old-fashioned meeting in an old-fashioned place. Old-fashioned people, old-fashioned grace. As an old-fashioned sinner, I began to pray. And God heard me and saved me in the old-fashioned way. I'm glad He heard me and saved me in the old-fashioned way.
I think that one of the reasons why I love that old song is that when I hear it, I'm reminded of what we affectionately call the good old days. As I grow older, I have a greater appreciation for my heritage. I think back to those old days when we would gather together for church services. I think one of the things that I appreciated about those good old days was that those services were unpredictable. You just didn't know what was going to happen. You just knew that it was quite possible something was going to happen. One of the things that I appreciate about those good old days is the number of people that I saw go to an old-fashioned altar where they cried out to God and God saved them. The greatest desire of our heart here at Souls Harbor today is that men and women would come to know God. That's why I'm going to ask Sue Ellen Deera and Nyla Carmichael to come and sing this next song. It says, "I'll introduce you to this friend of mine." Today, if you don't know Jesus, we're praying that through this service, you will come to know Him. If you do know Him, we pray that through this service today, you'll come to know Him better. Let the words of this song minister to you as Sue Ellen and Nyla come to sing, "I'll introduce you to this friend of mine."
I know a lot of men of wealth and fame, yet I know one who made the stars, called them all by name. I met this friend some time ago. He made my life anew. And if you wait for one moment, I'll introduce my Lord to you.
Introduce you to this friend of mine. His name is Jesus. He's with me all the time. You'll learn to like him and love him like I do. Wait a moment, I'll introduce my Lord to you. I did that which was wrong. To me life was a tragedy. Heartache was its home. True happiness was just a dream. He made my dream come true. And if you'll wait just a moment, I'll introduce my Lord to you. I'll introduce you to this friend of mine. His name is Jesus. He's with me all the time. You'll learn to like him and love him like I do. Wait a moment, I'll introduce my Lord to you. Friend, he gave his life on the cross of Calvary. He bled and died, was crucified, that you and I go free. The risen Christ, salvation's plan, God's promise ever true. Open up your heart this moment and see what God will do for you. I'll introduce you to this friend of mine. His name is Jesus. He's with me all the time. You'll learn to like him and love him like I do. introduce my Lord to you. You'll learn to like him and love him like I do. Wait a moment, I'll introduce my Lord to you.
When you hear us talk about this friend of ours, we're talking about one who has the capacity to show his love for us in greater depth and dimension than anyone of this world could ever do. Our mothers and fathers may love us. Our brothers and sisters may love us. Our sons and daughters may love us. It may be today that you're surrounded by family that loves you and is constantly showing their love towards you. Your friends may love you, even your co-workers and folks that are around you. But none of us today can show love like God shows love. For God did something for us that nobody else here on earth could ever do. You'll hear what I'm trying to say in this song that Joni Tilton is coming to sing. She's coming to sing a song that's entitled, Thank You, Jesus.
We met just in time. You were the answer to my prayer. It was late in my lifetime, but I'm so glad you were there. You care for my eternal soul, enough to die for me. And you will always be remembered by what you did at Calvary. I'm thankful that you called me. I'm so glad I heard the call. Oh, your death, your resurrection has been offered to us all. I'm thankful that you love me, that you died to make me free. Thank you for calling sinners. Thank you, Jesus, for calling me. Spend together makes our friendship grow strong. Your love grows no older, Lord. Oh, you make my heart feel young. I want everyone to be this happy as I have been. Oh, don't stop loving me, Jesus. You are my Savior, you're my best friend. Well, I'm thankful that you called me. I'm so glad I got the call. Oh, your death, your resurrection has been offered to us all. you love me, and you died to make men free. Thank you for loving sinners. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me. Oh, thank you for calling sinners. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me.
Each week as we gather together, and I'm called upon to lead this worship service, the greatest challenge I face is to find the right words to be persuasive, to convince men and women of their need of God. I cannot begin to tell you, words just fail me today, to tell you of how much God loves you, of how much God cares for you. Not just for your eternal soul, but for every facet of your life. Today, all I can do is just point you in the right direction. I trust that as you call upon the name of the Lord, that you will experience Him in a way that will do what I cannot do with my words and my actions. You see, it really doesn't matter what I say. In the end, it's what God does. If I convince you that He does something and yet He doesn't do it, it doesn't take you long to throw it away, to cast it aside and say, no, I don't know what He was talking about, but it sure don't work the way He said it would work. And yet, if I can help point you towards God, if I can help you to understand that all you've got to do is whisper the name of Jesus, share with Him the desires of your heart, the things that you have need of. You see, I know God well enough today that I trust that He'll take care of you and show you just how much He does love and care for you. So today, as we pause in this service to take your needs to the Lord in prayer, I'm going to put your life in His hands because I believe God will take care of you. He'll do things for you today that will surprise you because they will go above and beyond what you thought God would do. He cares about you that much today. Would you join me in prayer? Just ask God, talk to Him today just like you would anyone near you, and let Him know the feeling, the desires of your heart. Heavenly Father, as we pause in this service to call upon Your name, we do so confident that You will hear our cry. As You hear our cry, we are also confident that You will come to where each and every member of this audience is, that as we call upon Your name, You will touch them, make them aware of Your presence. Help them to know that You are there so that You can hear them, talk to them, and help them with everything that they're going through. Some today need salvation. I pray that the working of Your grace will be immediate, that they will feel that load of sin lift from their shoulders. Some today need a physical touch from You. Some need a touch in their heart, the seat of their emotions. Some need help with other situations around them. Regardless of what it is, we pray that You will touch each one according to their need. For we ask You these things today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
As they gambled for the rope He wore, they chose a worldly trail, not thinking about eternity, as the soldiers drove the nails. Will we learn from what they've done or make the same mistake? It's me or the world, my child. Which one will you take? I'll take Jesus. I'll take Jesus. I've tried those earthly pleasures and they failed to see the gates of heaven. You must hear the Master say, it's me or the world, my child. Which one will you take? As a pages of my life have turned and time has rolled away, the greatest things that I have done, they're not gonna matter on that day. And all my earthly treasures that I have laid away, they're gonna be just a memory, and this you'll hear me say. Oh, you must hear the Master say, it's me or the world, my child. Which one will you take? To see the gates of heaven, oh, you must hear the Master say, it's me or the world, my child. Which one will you take?
I have often said in different places where I have been called to share the Word of God that one of the worst things that can happen to any born-again believer is that we develop a religious piety where we forget that we ever had a day when we needed to be saved. It would be a terrible thing today for us to forget that we were once sinners, lost and undone. That we were imprisoned by the bonds of our sin. Things of our life that we just could not break free from until that day when we asked God into our heart. Today, we can celebrate the fact that we are the redeemed, a special, chosen people. Today, you may think that you don't qualify to be in that group, but friend, the Bible says, the whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. It doesn't matter what your past has been. It doesn't matter what the story of your life is. If you are without God today, you need Him. And the good news is, you can have Him. Today, you can be one of the redeemed. Listen to this song that Ken and Annette McDonald are coming to share with us. See if it isn't your testimony just as it is theirs. They're coming to sing a song that says, I am redeemed.
So very far from the rescued me one glorious day. He brought me out, paid a debt I could not pay. I am redeemed. I am redeemed.
Jesus loosed the chains of sin and set me free.
Most of this service thus far, you have seen a snapshot of what this ministry is all about. Each and every Sunday morning as we present the Souls Harbor Worship Service, it is our goal, it is our foremost desire that through the singing of the songs and the sharing of God's Word, we would help folk to be drawn closer to God. You see, today, the songs may be different each week, and the message we share from God's Word may be different each week, but our ultimate goal, our mission today, is to present God in such a way that it would help each and every one of us to understand that God loves us, that He wants to pour out His unmerited favor upon us, and through the working of His mercy in our lives, He will help us with everything that we are dealing with in this world today. He wants to help us to find salvation, and then He wants to help us to understand that He is the Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides for every need of our life. If you'd like to be a part of the Souls Harbor Ministry and the work that it's doing, I'd like to encourage you today to please prayerfully consider what the Lord would have you to do to help us by way of a financial contribution to take care of the expenses of airing this ministry on television each and every week. It's an expensive proposition, yet the results are worth whatever it cost us to do this. Today, I believe that there are lives being touched through this ministry that will be eternally changed because of something that they've heard or experienced throughout this worship service. We do really need your help today so that we can take care of the expenses associated with airing this morning's worship service. If you'd like to be a part of that and would like to help us, then please jot down the contact information that I'm about to share with you. Then you can get in touch with us in these next few days and help to alleviate some of this load on our shoulders so that we can return next week and continue to do what God has laid upon our heart to do, to talk to men and women, boys and girls, about the message of God's Word. In the U.S., you would write to Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 275, Corinth, Maine, 04427. If you'd like to make a contribution by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card, please call our U.S. office at 207-285-3131. In the U.S., you can also make a contribution online. Just go to our website, www.soulsharbor.tv. If you'll click on the donate button at the bottom of the homepage, you'll be able to get a contribution directly to us. For our friends in Canada, please write to our Canadian office at Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 611, Centerville, New Brunswick, E7K3H5. In Canada, to make a contribution by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card, please call our Canadian office at 506-276-3551. We appreciate any help that you can give us today. I know that it's tough times for everyone, that it just seems like our dollar doesn't go as far as it used to. And that's true of this ministry as well. It costs so many thousands of dollars each week to do what we are doing. And yet, we've always depended upon friends like you, and friends like you have never failed us. You've always risen to the occasion to help us. We trust and believe that you'll do it again today for God's honor and glory, to reach out to one more soul that needs God. Thank you so much for being a part of the ministry of Souls Harbor. Just before I share something from the Word of God today, I want to go over and sing a song that, once again, it's a little bit older. It's not heard very much anymore, and yet it's one of those songs that is my testimony. I may not be much to look at on the outside, but because of what God has been doing on the inside, believe it or not today, He has created something beautiful. Oh, He's not finished by any means. He's still working on me each and every day, just as He is you. But it could be said of us today, if we have come to know Jesus, that He is making something beautiful of our lives. Listen to the message of this song. See if it's not a part of your testimony as well, as I share with you the song that's entitled, Something Beautiful.
Something beautiful, something good. my confusion. He understood all I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful of my life. If there ever were dreams that were lofty and noble, they were my dreams at the start. And the hopes for life's best were the hopes that I harbored down deep in my heart. But my dreams turned to ashes, my castles all crumbled, my fortune turned to loss. So I wrapped it all in the rags of my life and laid them at the cross. Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful of my life. Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful of my life. Yes, he made something beautiful of my life.
I think that one of the reasons I like that old song is because it does talk about my life. There was a day when I had a lot of selfish ambitions, that I had set for myself a lot of lofty goals, places that I thought I wanted to go to do things that I wanted to achieve. And yet, when I gave my life to Jesus, when I totally, completely surrendered to Him, I found that the things that I wanted really didn't fulfill any desires that I any longer had. I found out that I wanted a whole different set of things than I thought I had before I let Jesus be a part of any considerations for my future. It's sad today that a lot of people will live their whole lives and never really come to a place where they can achieve all that they could achieve, to obtain all that they could obtain, because they left out the one thing that seem to bring everything together. There are a lot of people that will stand flat-footed to tell you that they didn't need Jesus to get where they've gotten. That may be true. Maybe you have been successful on your own. But I can tell you this much today. There's one place that you can never get to without Him. That place is heaven. I know there is a heaven in eternity, but there's also a heaven we can have and enjoy here on earth. Any place where we can experience Jesus, His presence in our lives, that can make it heaven. And when Jesus is a part of our lives, it brings fruition to all that we have and desire. It makes our life complete. I was thinking the other day about how that when I was a teenager, approaching adulthood, I was consumed with the thoughts of what I wanted to do with my life. What did I want to be? I'll admit that as a 16, 17, even an 18-year-old, that was a question that had an elusive answer. I really didn't know what I wanted out of life. I think I really just consented to letting that direction find itself. That, I realized, was a dangerous step to take. For if we just let fate, I don't like that word, but I want to use it for this occasion today, if we just let fate take us where it will, we might not ever end up where we could be, to enjoy the things that we could enjoy. Oh, I realize today that some people will live their whole lives and not ever know what it is that they wanted out of life, what things they wanted to achieve. Sadly today, some will waste their entire lives in pursuit of a dream that can never become reality. Every time they get close to the reality that they have a desire of, it disappoints. It lacks the ability to fulfill what they want, and so they have to pursue a little bit further, a little bit farther, and then discover that what they thought they wanted, they didn't really want at all. Here's the problem we have today. We have but one life to live. We have only one life that we have the ability or the chance to make the best of. There's a passage of Scripture that I'd like to share with you before I get going too far in this message today, because I want you to consider this with everything else you've already heard in this service. Knowing that you have but one life to live, and knowing that that one life can be fairly brief, we have to make the best that we can of it. Which means of all the choices in life we have to make, there is one choice above all that we absolutely must make. And when we make it, that choice, making the right decision, will unlock everything else that takes place in our lives. It's found in the book of Mark. It's the words of Jesus in Mark chapter 8, verse 34. Mark chapter 8, verse 34. It says, "When he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Now, I know that when you first read that, you may think, well, that's just talking about people that he calls into ministry. But if you'll look a little deeper, you'll discover that that's not the only group he's talking to. Oh, I understand. If we lose our life for the sake of the gospel, yes, that may be talking about ministry. But Jesus is going beyond that. He's talking about if we should lose our soul, What will we give in exchange for it? What would you give to gain that could be worth more than the worth of your soul? Oh, I know in this world today, we're in pursuit of many, many things. I did a little research and I asked the question of what were some of the most common goals of Americans. And I found a list that was the result of a survey done a little while ago. The top five goals of Americans were this: become more fit and healthy, find purpose in life, acquire more skills for success, improve personal relationships, develop a deeper level of commitment, and drive to challenge ourselves. Those are the five top goals of Americans. My problem with that list of goals is this: all of them seem to address issues that had to do with the physical and the emotional man. We forget at times that man is made up of body, the physical, soul, the emotional, and spiritual, the eternal part of man. If we leave out the eternal part of man, then our life is going to be lacking in every area. Because when we address the needs of the spiritual man, there's only one thing that can meet the needs of the spiritual man, and that is God. It's impossible for our physical to be completely ministered to. It's impossible for our emotional man to be completely strong and healthy without the presence of God working in those two areas of our life. So here I am today to tell you, on top of everything else you've already heard in this service, you need to consider the worth of your soul and consider that it's more precious than anything else you have. And yes, I'll go so far as to say, even more precious than your physical being and your emotional being, because your spiritual man is the part of you that is eternal, that will live for all of eternity. If the body dies while the spirit is lacking, then the spirit pays that price for all of eternity. Your spiritual man is worth more than anything else you can possess in this world today. Here's the thing that I want you to consider as you consider your spiritual position. None of us has the promise of tomorrow. I don't want to discourage anybody, but none of us today know how long we will live. Oh, we would love to live as long as possible, but none of us knows how long that is going to be. Again, I looked up some things that may help to define a little bit of what I'm talking about. It said that the average life expectancy for women over the age of 65 today is 86 years and 6 months, while for men, it's 84 years and 3 months. Sorry, men, but the law of averages seems to be that we will not live as long as the women do. The 65-year-old man has a 3% chance of living to the age of 100. And guess what, men? The women have a 6% chance. That means their chances are double ours of reaching the age of 100. Let's, for the sake of discussion today, say that we all live to be 100 years old. What does that mean? It's just a drop in the bucket of time when you consider the length of eternity. I remember visiting my great-grandmother shortly before she passed away. She almost made it to her 101st birthday. I remember asking her, her eyesight had failed her. She now had to receive care from others. She had lived alone right up until almost the very end. And I said to her, I said, does it seem like time has just pass by slowly, since you can no longer do the things that you enjoyed doing. She used to enjoy reading, knitting, and things of that nature, but with her failed eyesight, she could no longer do those things. In my young mind, I thought time must just drag by. But I remember what she said. I'll never forget it. She said, "Young man, let me tell you, it seems like just yesterday I was 75 years old." I thought, here's a lady who has reached her 100th birthday. And what she's trying to tell me is that time has flown by. She told me, she said, "You'll learn as you get older that time seems to go by quicker." It's true today. The reason I'm taking time to tell you this is because none of us have the promise of tomorrow. And regardless of what age we have reached, it will never be long enough for us to live. We'll always want one more day, one more week, one more year. But friend, when we lay these bodies down, the Bible tells us that the dust, what these bodies are made of today, the dust will go back to the earth from whence it came. But the Spirit, what is that Spirit? That Spirit is what gives us life. For Adam, it was when God breathed into the nostrils of Adam that Adam became a living soul. It was when God breathed some of Himself into that pile of dust that had been formed into human form known as man. We also understand from the Word of God that when God calls His Spirit home, the physical man can no longer live. We cannot sustain our lives on our own. He is the giver and the taker of life. Today, our lives are but a vapor. They suddenly appear and then they suddenly disappear. There may be a grave to mark where they have laid us, but it won't take any time at all before the world forgets that we ever lived. No matter how great our accomplishments are, when these bodies are laid down for the last time, all the accomplishments come to an end. The only accomplishment that continues to live, and this is what I want you to consider in my closing remark today, the only accomplishment that will continue to live beyond the grave is when you ask Jesus into your heart and your life. When you do that, it causes your eternal soul to be saved and you get to spend eternity with God. Now, your eternal soul is eternal regardless of what choice you make. It's just that by asking Jesus into your life, you get to choose where that eternity is going to be spent. Wouldn't you rather spend it with God and all the beauties of heaven than to not spend it with God and have to endure all the pain and suffering of hell? All you have to do is ask Jesus to come in. Would you pray with me today? As I close this service, if you've never done it, be sure to do it now. And if you have done it, but you're not certain of where you stand with God, pray it one more time. Ask God to forgive and ask Him to come into your heart to live the remaining days of your life. Heavenly Father, we are sinners. Please forgive us of our sins today. Make everything right between us and You. Should this be the day that You come, Lord, we would gladly be received into Your hands to know that You have preserved us and kept us for all of eternity. Lord, touch every life, I pray today, that no man would be lost for all eternity. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
There's a city, a beautiful city, just beyond the divide, where God's children shall rest eternal, they will ever abide. daily striving to reach that homeland. We are going that way, headed for glory, telling the story. We shall see heaven someday. Someday,
someday
we shall see Jesus. Someday, by and by.
Someday
these eyes shall behold him in that city on high. We must not linger, we must keep moving. Jesus is leading the way. Shouting and singing, joy bells ringing. We shall see heaven someday. Like the saints who have gone before us, we're determined to stay. In the path that is straight and narrow, Jesus is leading the way. Though we have problems, Jesus is faithful, all our needs to supply. The time is now nearing, for is appearing for our heavenly flight.
Someday
we shall see Jesus, someday by and by.
Someday
these eyes shall behold him in that city on high. We must not linger, we must keep moving. Jesus is leading the way. Shouting and singing, joy bells ringing. We shall see heaven someday. Like the saints who have gone before us, we're determined to stay. In the path that is straight and narrow, Jesus is leading the way. Though we have problems, Jesus is faithful, all our needs to supply. The time is now nearing, for it's appearing for our heavenly flight.
Someday
we shall see Jesus, someday by and by.
Someday
these eyes shall behold him in that city on high. We must not linger, we must keep moving. Jesus is leading the way. Shouting and singing, joy bells ringing. We shall see heaven someday.
I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more.